Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Terry Butler. He's the Director of Transportation for the School City of Hammond. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Terry, I just want to say congratulations being named the South Shore Clean Cities 2017 NERPC Green Fleet Member of the Year at our annual awards meeting in last month. So congratulations to you and the city.
I appreciate that. It came as a surprise because there's so many other groups that are much larger than us that are also doing an excellent job.
Well, and again, I think, you know, we've worked with you and many others from the School City of Hammond on numerous things, and it's a lot of little things, Terry, and I think that's the thing that we like to say is that, you know, working with you, it's been a wonderful experience. So I know the School City of Hammond has a large transportation system. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how students, about the students in your department services?
Sure. We've got, Hammond has over 13,000 students. We transport about 4,000 general ed students and another 650 special needs students, which is our biggest time issue is the special needs students.
I see. And so can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you had done to earn the NERPC Green Fleet Member of the Year Award?
Well, this the big project that we did recently was to install preheaters on the buses through the help of South Shore Clean Cities so that we can, instead of using fuel in the bus running for an hour to try to warm up, they can use the preheaters so when the drivers come in, it's already been heated up. It doesn't run the engine, but it uses about an eighth of a gallon of fuel per hour rather than 2 gallons an hour. And that the side benefits are it also heats up the interior of the bus somewhat.
Sure, sure. So how have the SBAR heaters helped School City of Hammond reduce emissions and save fuel and save money?
Well, as I said, it uses an eighth of a gallon for the idling issues. The students get on the bus, and the bus is already preheated. The drivers come in. They actually can come in 10 minutes later than they used to come in, so it saves a labor cost. But the windows are actually defrosting when they come in, so we don't lose that time. It's much safer.
Sure. So I hear you're saving on energy costs by using the heaters as well. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was something that we hadn't even thought about. Normally, these are diesel engines. We plug them in with a block heater so that they'll start the next day. With the SBAR heaters, because they do preheat the engine, we don't have to plug them in anymore. And that's roughly 70 to 80 buses that are drawing 13 amps per hour savings. So, and that was around the clock. They'd start as soon as they came in the afternoon. They'd be plugged in until they go out the next morning. So it's been a tremendous savings on electricity.
So in addition to the heaters, you've also changed some routes to help reduce idling and emissions.
We have. We've got a electronic routing program that takes out all the unnecessary expenses of buses going places they don't need to. It sets the routes up so they're the most efficient. We do one thing in Hammond. We insist on right-hand pickup so that kids aren't crossing streets.
I see.
So that does change it a little bit, but the program does it. We have many, many changes daily with special needs. We average about 25 changes to the routes a day because of adjusted schedules and moving and such. So the routing program takes care of that. We don't have to sit and idle for long periods of time. So it's really helped as far as.
So what would you say to another school district that might be considering implementing an idle reduction program?
Well, not only is it good for the environment, it's good for the students too. A bus sitting and idling, it's still polluting. It still has some, even though the engines are much cleaner now than they were years ago, there's still a certain risk that you're taking. It saves fuel, cleans the air, keeps everybody happy.
Sure. And so then how can people learn more about some of the things that School City is doing with your different programs and things?
They're free to call me at any time. I'm listed on the school website, School City of Hammond. I can give them any information that we have done. I would mention, too, in the past, a number of years ago, a previous director was involved with using the what they called at the time, the bean oil fuel.
Sure.
And so we did do that, which made a difference, low sulfur fuel. I've been there for 27 years, and years ago there would be a haze when the buses all started up in the morning, and if you walked in it, your eyes burned. We don't have those issues anymore.
That's wonderful. And so what are some of the future plans for the School City of Hammond with your transportation services?
Well, depending on funding, because we're property tax-based, I personally and a large group of the people in the school city would like to start moving to alternative fuel, propane, We understand that it's doing very well. One of our neighboring districts was able to do some, and it has worked out very well for them. So that would probably be the next thing, is looking at the propane.
Wonderful. And I know, as we've talked before on this program with the Volkswagen mitigation plan, that our state is going to be getting over $41 million of money for diesel emission reductions. And being in non-attainment areas here in Lake and Porter County, you know, working with you and other school corporations on really trying to take advantage of some of this money to assist some of our school corporations to reduce what is called NOx emissions. You know, we're hopefully going to be doing that. So it's an exciting time for all of us to help with that plan. So, you know, Terry, I know you're involved with a lot of different organizations with school transportation. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the other groups that, you know, with school transportation that you work on in our state.
Well, I have a seat on the, in fact, I have to go tomorrow, but I have a seat on the IDOE School Transportation Board, mm-hmm. that makes decisions on equipment on buses and modifications to buses. I'm involved with a committee trying to, as you said, the Volkswagen mitigation money, a statewide group there, mm-hmm. that we're trying to make sure that the voice of the school industry is heard. So those are the two big ones. Other than the fact that I also sit on a school board at another district.
Sure, and again, I know that you've been very philanthropic in majority of your whole career. I know you've been involved with a lot of different things. And again, you know, I just want to say congratulations on all the great things that you do for the school city, but also here for our state. And you know, again, thank you. And any closing thoughts?
Keep helping us as well as you do, because we all need it. And as I said, schools are taxed right now because of the property taxes, and that's our funding. Other than students, the students are funded by the general fund, mm-hmm. which comes from the state, but everything else comes from property tax.
Well, and it's all about working together, and that's one of the things that we're proud of, working with wonderful folks like yourself, Terry. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Terry Butler, Director of Transportation for the School City of Hammond. And Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you.